But you know how I am with screens. I'm going to get distracted. I'm like a cat.
Yeah,
dude.
We probably shouldn't watch The Twilight Zone.
Actually, I prefer it if you got distracted and weren't quote unquote contributing to the podcast.
We're partners in this. Okay?
Yeah, it, like a life partners, and there's a bottom,
yeah,
and there's two tops.
Yeah, partners like cowboys.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I'm
yeah.
a cowboy, and you're the man I own and drive. See, we live in a frontier town that's so far out into the wilderness that no women are allowed there. So you play the role of the town vagina. We have an Apache woman's face spray painted on your ass, and then a Chinese woman's face.
Oh, nice!
Around your mouth,
different flavors.
Yeah, so depending on
the mood you're in,
which one of the ranch hands is in there, I go. What do you want, Tiger Lily or Tiger Lady? And then they take their pick.
I watched Howard Hawks movie. El Dorado the other day with John Wayne and Dean Martin and what's his name?
Dean Martin.
The guy from The Godfather, Sonny, what's his name?
James Caan.
So
James Condolini.
It's a really good movie. At the very end, they get past security by James Caan putting a pot on his head and doing a fake Chinese accent. And that's how
hell yeah.
That's how they get into the saloon with all the bad guys.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
It really all came down to the pot on the head gag.
Well, when someone's so if society's so racist that like doing just being like, "Oh, me Chinese," and people think you're the greatest impressionist of all time, they're like, "Wow, it's like he's from the Orient."
Yeah. Well, it's funny because like they would do those characters and it wasn't supposed to be like an exaggeration really. It was just supposed to be an accurate portrayal of like Mr. Tama, right. Whatever his fucking name is in Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it was comedic.
Mickey Rooney lived in Chinatown for like 6 months to prepare for that role.
Oh, guys, we didn't do...
Oh, Mr. Goldrightry!
So we got a friend of the show back again.
Hey, guys.
Back by popular demand, Mike Racine.
Yeah,
commendatory. Mr. Respect over here.
Respect.
Racine just got back from a failed trip to Italy.
No, he didn't go to the other side, dude. He just told me.
He went to Spain, which is, you know, the same.
Yeah.
Kind of.
It's not the same.
It's funny that Spain is like fucking...
It's Spain and Italy.
It's just they're white people.
Spain and Italy are the same country.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not the same
exact country.
No, come on.
It's minor differences.
One has like tapas and the other one has... macaroni and gravy. What? Totally different.
Gravy.
One has...
They both wear, you know, salmon colored pants.
One had the Spanish Inquisition and the other one had the Catholic boy rape scandal.
When is the lasagna going to be done? Where's
the Inquisition?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, where's the lasagna?
The other one just had a bunch of... Yeah.
Hey, where are we? Hey, we have a reservation.
We should
just a bunch of rapes because the lasagna was cold.
Yeah.
I can't focus with this fucking
dick nosed
motherfucker
on
the screen, dude.
Thank you. Thanks, nice. Amber.
All right. Now we're really, if you guys thought those riffs were good, fuck.
Hell yeah.
Now get ready for some riffs.
Man, it's hot in here.
Yeah.
Should we take off our pants off?
I couldn't. Adam was sitting. I guess Adam's finger was too weak to turn on the air conditioning.
What are you talking about?
So it didn't turn on.
I didn't hear the request.
Yes,
turn it on.
I saw you face the air conditioner.
Okay, the AC's on.
The finger you use to press the button is a too much of a bitch finger.
No queers allowed to turn me on.
You are too.
That'll
weak.
Be in the future. Yeah.
It smells like doing homework and men's assholes.
You are not allowed to turn on the air conditioner.
Oh, fuck.
You're dressed gay.
Yeah. So I gotta mention every time I buy a piece of electronics, I gotta mention it 3 or 4 times on the podcast and explain my feelings about it. That way it counts as a review and I can write it off as a business expense. I got the...
Oh, damn. We're an electronics podcast? We're an electronics and prostitution podcast.
Report. Why do you think we chart so high? We're in the Radio Shack genre on iTunes.
Adam, do you write off when you get jerked off by sex slaves?
No, I didn't get a receipt. So yeah. Next time.
You don't need a receipt, dude.
Okay. Well, that's not what my accountant told me.
Yeah. Well, your accountant's wrong. They take bank statements or, you know.
You know, Jerry Springer got caught. He was like mayor of Cincinnati, and he got caught in a prostitution scandal because he paid for a hooker with a check.
Is that is that your hero, Adam?
Yeah.
Jerry Springer is one of my heroes. Yes.
Yeah, that was a fucking great show, man.
Dude, I associate him with being homesick from school because I just watched Jerry Springer in the morning at Price is Right.
Yeah, oh, Price is Right. School,
two,
remember the
two
Steve
shows.
Wilkos show?
Hell yeah.
They gave Steve Wilkos his own damn show.
I think it's still on.
Yeah.
Really?
Is it?
Steve Wilkos show? I don't. As far as I can remember, it's still...
Now, that was a charismatic man.
Yeah.
Steve Wilkos. Make the bodyguard.
Didn't he have a pedophile on one episode and he just yelled
times.
At him?
Yeah, I think that was just the show. He was a guy that would like fuck his own daughter.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
He's like, I fuck my daughter and no one can stop me. And he's like, get the hell off my show.
After inviting him on?
Right. I mean, it's like...
Like, I wonder what Steve Wilkos' take on this is going to be.
The very best of all of them was Jenny Jones. No one will ever be better than
she
Jenny.
Has Ricky cooking. Lake was good,
she has
too.
Someone died from YouTube
Jenny.
Yeah,
Jenny Jones got somebody murdered.
What? Yeah, someone
really?
Got murdered.
Yeah. What happened?
It was like, episode, I have a crush on
they
you.
They had an episode where
a
guy came on and he said, you know, like,
he told
I had
his
a gay
boy.
Crush on my friend.
Right.
No.
And then the guy was like, you know, okay, I guess. And then they fucked in a hotel that night, and then he murdered the guy because.
Well, I didn't know they fucked.
I didn't know.
Oh
they
yeah, the guy was like also gay. It wasn't. I mean, a straight guy would never murder somebody or something.
No,
like that.
Every murder really. Has been perpetrated by a mentally ill gay person
right.
in history.
Yeah. Right.
There's never. It's never been a straight white man that's committed
we don't
a murder.
Do stuff
I
like
mean,
that.
you say that like sarcastically, but I
no,
mean,
I'm not. That's
really,
fact.
Yeah. Prove it. Prove. Proof
well,
that
a straight
man has
man.
Ever murdered anybody.
That guy,
you can't do it.
No, I got one.
You literally can't do it. Yeah.
No. There's one. That guy, Omar Mateen, that kept visiting that gay club in Orlando just to check out the scene, but super straight guy, and took
you're
steroids.
Right. That guy is
and got
straight.
Really upset and then killed
straight.
All those poor Hispanic gay men.
Yeah, he was straight.
Okay.
He was straight.
Which is
uh-huh.
yes.
LGBTMQ. So he's in that. He's
so
not
he's
on
queer.
Our team. Yeah. The Q in LGBTQ stands for Quran.
I love that he kept
Lebanese, bisexual, gay, trans.
Trains.
Trains.
I'm waiting for the news story when it's like the murderer's iPhone was found with 14 episodes of Cumtown.
Oh my God.
We've stopped mass shootings.
No, yeah. Cumtown
yes,
murders.
Didn't Dude, Allegiance Gangs.
I worry about that because it probably would happen.
Yeah.
At some
Please
point.
Don't do
at
that.
At least a drunk driving incident.
Oh, yeah.
I got really scared when there was that kid that was calling all the JCCs with bomb threats. I was like, that's definitely one of us.
Dude, a Legion of Skanks fan killed his mom.
Oh, yeah. He chopped her head off, right?
And he was like, and they had a picture of him, like, at the show watching.
Oh,
like,
no.
He came to the creek, and, like, there's a picture of him, like, over Lewis's shoulder.
God damn.
It's awesome.
Who?
Well, that
a Legion of Skanks fan killed his
that
mom.
That didn't take
oh,
down
oh,
LOS.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. But Lewis see, Lewis like, doesn't, Lewis is like, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I know.
How fucking cool is Lewis?
Lewis would have t-shirts made.
Was
yeah.
inspired to murder her own mom because of something racist. How fucking amazing is that? That I called Super Mario the N-word. It turned out that it meant someone murdered their own mom.
It's about inspiring people, dude. That's what good art is about, you know? Yeah. It's like really changing someone's life. And
sure.
Legion of Skanks did that in a way we haven't yet.
You know, I enjoy the one with him and Amico more than the main one now.
Amigo's good. We should have Amigo on, dude. Yeah. I love that guy.
Yeah, he's great.
He's a sniper. He gets in
yes.
there.
Yeah, he sits
thing.
Back.
When
yeah.
he backs off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be nice to
he's
have.
He's a good co-host. Much better than me.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone would dispute that.
What do you think we'd have to trade Lewis?
You're probably fishing for compliments there. But
what do you think we'd have to trade Lewis to get Amico for Adam. What would we have to throw in?
You know what would be a great show?
First round pick.
Adam yeah. and Anthony Cumia.
That would be an awesome show, actually.
I would love that.
You can't say that, Anthony. And then some UFC fighters like, do you want me to kick his ass, Ant? Just let me do it.
He'd get like a porn star. He'd be like, give this gay kid a blowjob.
Yeah, we have AIDS Tessa here. Some girl that's 17 years old but looks 47. Yeah, I mean, porn's just like, it's actually empowering.
No, those it's women don't know about empowerment.
It's empowering to be doing porn and also to be on this show.
The one when Stav was on, when he was in the onesie.
Dumb bitch that got mad at me for making that drunk autism woman? Joke. Yeah. She's like, don't talk about fucking autism.
He's her brother.
She goes, my brother's autistic, and he's more successful than any of you. He's a millionaire. And
it's that's awesome. I think I made this point the first time, but it's like, oh, so your retarded brother is a doctor, and you're a porn star? So it wasn't your parents. Your parents seem to do a real good job with him, above and beyond.
2 seconds prior to that, she's like doing Hitler salutes, and she's like, I love the police. Fuck you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot that. Man. Yeah, she was like, Hillary's a cunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
She made Stav come in his pants.
Yeah, it was
pretty. Did you come or did you get a stiffy?
I got stiffed up.
You got stiffed?
I'm only human, man. I'm going to get stiffed up.
Dude, that's a dream of mine, to have a boner in the same room as Anthony.
Kumia, dude.
I love to deny women erections. That's my favorite. Not getting hard. Yeah. They're like, it's okay. This happens to a lot of guys. I'm like, actually, it happens to none of them. You are particularly unattractive.
This has never happened to me before. Yeah. Oh, that'd be an alpha move to flip that. Yeah, to be like, well, this is all you, bitch.
What's your problem?
They're like, well, maybe you should get me wet. It's like, I'm not in control of those glands.
Right.
That's your fault. That's you. Right. You.
So what? I'm fully
clothed.
Drink
enough Capri Sun before this encounter.
That silver stuff is just pussy juice. Yeah. You just turn into fucking girl
hair
cum.
And tubes.
Hell yeah, dude.
So good to have Mike back. How was your trip? Did you have a fun time?
Yeah, it was good. We went to Croatia and then Barcelona. Learned about the genocide in Bosnia.
Oh, nice. Cool. Yeah. That's pretty fun.
That was a bummer.
Each one of those little countries had their own genocide.
They had some.
All these kind of Serbs.
Well, it's so funny when you...
They've all got one shitty type of automobile and their own genocide.
And they all look exactly alike.
They all have those Slavic dog faces.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're all their own ethnic groups.
Right.
But you can't... Mm-hmm.
You can't tell them apart at all. Yeah.
Were the Muslims that they were killing in Bosnia, they were Albanians, though?
There's a lot of Albanian Muslims.
But they're Bosnian Albanians? Muslims. Like Bosnian... Albanian or Muslim.
Yeah, we've had a two Albanian.
Yeah, fuck Albania.
But I was
two in a row.
I was watching YouTube videos.
Fuck Eldis, fuck Albania.
I was watching YouTube videos about Bosnia, and like there's all these comments from Serbs being like, America is a lie, this is bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. You know.
Didn't we drop mad bombs that when Monica Lewinsky thing was going
Kosovo,
on?
Kosovo, dude.
Kosovo, yeah.
Yeah, what was that guy's name? Milosevic?
Milosevic.
Yeah,
Slobodan.
Yeah. Slobodan.
Slob my knob.
Slob my knob.
Slob my knob. Milosevic.
That's good. Slob my dong, Milosevic.
Wait, we cut
you
Mike
gotta
off.
Read those comments. Well, I'm just saying you gotta read those comments because everybody's like,
we cut Mike off.
Yeah, unlike you, I actually acknowledge when I cut off, and I apologize for
it.
I'm
sorry,
Mike.
So why are you including
Mike?
Me and Stav in your doing?
I'm not even looking at Stav.
Let's
looking directly at you.
Let's play the tape back.
And your monotone, same color T-shirt pants combination.
Hold on, I'm rewinding.
Hey, Mike, say something. Start talking.
Yeah, so I was at fucking getting my dick sucked.
Oh, have you heard about in Croatia in the 70s? There was a director who...
Fast forward. Yeah. Oh, and now see what happened, dude? Present, that's what you did. Dude. You cut off our friend Mike. He was talking about getting his dick sucked on a Croatian beach.
I give you more Croatian facts. Tony Kukoc.
Yeah.
Vladi Divac.
He's Serbian.
He's Serbian.
Vladi Serbian.
Krokop is the only Croat I know.
Who's that?
He's a MMA fighter from like 10 years ago.
Oh, nice.
Okay. He's a big... He
Drazan Petrovic.
Croatian cop.
Yep. Yeah,
he
R.I.P.
He was Croatian. Yeah. He was awesome.
And that guy on the Sixers, Croatian.
Oh, Dario.
Yeah.
Super Dario.
Yeah, right. Isn't he? Oh, whatever.
Yeah, he is, I think. Anyway.
Cool. So why Croatia? Was it cheap?
Yeah, kind of. My girlfriend's cousin went there like a few months ago, and like she wanted to go.
So to like one up her cousin.
She likes the beach. What?
To one up her cousin?
Yeah, I guess. He said he liked it.
Yeah. So. I actually had a better time. Yeah. You fucking
loser. I got sores on my penis, though. I think that can happen to you if you go in the... I thought my herpes came back. Because I only had one outbreak in like 2 years. But I guess if you go in the ocean, you can get sea lice.
Really? Yeah.
And that'll... Right? Is that a thing?
Yeah, probably.
You're herped up?
My T cells dropped. I think I dropped.
Do you guys have
like
a similar semi-herpes thing going on here?
Maybe. I don't know.
I have type 1.
That's what I think I had, too. Yeah, yeah. So what, that just happens one time?
I think so. I don't know. I mean, because I had that shit happen where I was convinced I had it, and then, like, nothing happened.
Yeah, it didn't come back for a while,
I couldn't go to a doctor. And then, but I've always had, like, skin problems.
Uh-huh.
And so I had what I thought was the same thing, and I went to the doctor, and they did a swab test, and they're like, yeah, no, that's just, like... Uh-huh. Like a hair, like you have like fucked up hair follicles from like chafing or something.
Mm.
But I do test positive for type 1, which is cold sores, which I've been getting since I was like.
But you
a
can
teenager.
Get that on your genitals.
Yeah,
think,
you
right?
can. Mm. But like it's
from sucking your dick.
When you have the flu,
you're supposed to be able to like auto inoculate. Where if you have it on your mouth, you can't get it on your dick.
Okay.
But I don't know if that's even true.
I got too clean a mouth. I got a clean mouth and a herp. No, I have a. My dick clean as hell, ladies. If you're out there,
I get canker sores.
If you want a raw dog, I'm your boy.
I get it's.
What are your skin problems?
Cold sores. I don't know. I get like folliculitis or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, folliculitis.
I remember being a kid and I was embarrassed that I was Italian. I thought my skin was too dark.
Yeah.
Really? I didn't like Italian, Spanish people, and Indians. I thought they were like.
So now you're at one out of three of those.
Well, my mom would always make comments about how Indian people's houses smell, and, you know.
Yeah. Is your mom single? Because I would like to have a long chat with her in one of those big jacuzzi bathtubs. Like, you know who else stinks?
An alphabetized list of ethnicities.
Azerbaijanis. That's right. That was what I was going to say.
In 50 minutes, you're still on A.
Back to Albanians, baby.
Yeah.
Another Albanian mention.
But now I'm like too proud to be Italian.
Yeah. It swung the other way.
Yeah.
Really too
Speaking
dark.
Speaking of, you're also a native of the state of New Jersey.
Yeah.
Right? How do you feel about the governor?
I think
Hold
it's
on.
Funny.
Chris Christie. Pretty cool, right?
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
It is really funny.
That's cool.
Did shut down the beaches and then be like, well, I'm going.
Well, there's nothing worse than people being like, can you believe he did this? And it's like, if you had to write a funny scene or a sketch, you would never think of that.
Yeah.
Fat governor shuts down the beach and goes there with his
goes
family.
There with his fucking shirt on.
Hilarious.
Like a loser.
That's actually all of my sketch ideas. Is it? It's a fat guy goes to McDonald's and they're out of burgers, so he eats the clown.
That's a good sketch.
Thanks,
dude.
Man. Yeah, I'm submitting all of these to SNL.
Fuck. But wait. I want to go back to this. You were ashamed to be Italian. You grew up in Jersey. Did you grow up in like a Italian community? Like what were you, or were you around?
Not
Whitey?
Really. It was very like suburban. And like I was the only, I think I was like the only Italian kid in my school.
Oh shit.
And I thought my skin was dark.
How
so
that
Hamilton?
How is
Hamilton.
That possible?
Oh nice.
Cause I'm like from the suburbs, kind of.
Yeah, but there's Italians everywhere.
Yeah, but I just thought I didn't want to have
like
dark.
That's like the biggest ethnic. I mean, after like what German Irish, it's got to be Italians or English.
Mm. Yeah, I just didn't want to have dark skin. My sister thought my father was black for like the first eight years of her life because he's so fucking dark.
It's funny how dark some of them get.
Yeah.
Like Anthony DeVito is like.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like no, you're like ethnically a cab driver.
Kumi
is dark.
It's weird New York. You know, mystery races.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks South. He looks Indian.
Yeah. Their culture is those, like, beads you place over the driver's seat. Roller beads are. That's his race.
Yeah, those fucking tan motherfuckers. Yellow joints. Yeah, it is funny how some Greeks are like that, too, that are just, like, dark as shit. And they're also, they tend to be the most racist ones.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, man, you're black.
Because they're poisoned. They drank from the poison well.
The Kool-Aid well. The poison Kool-Aid well. There's a guy named Captain, there's a fucking guy in my neighborhood in Greektown we called Captain Hook. And he just looked like a fucking half Somali pirate with curly ass hair. But he was just a Greek guy. Really not a fan of blacks, that guy.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. It's like the immigrants are always
just,
very
it's just
racist.
Ancient black people fucking your great 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 grandmothers.
Yeah, Moorish pirates.
Yeah, the Moors.
The Moors.
It's that scene from True Romance.
Yeah, that's a weird. Weird race is Negritos.
Oh boy.
What's that?
First part of that
first
word.
Of all, I did not make it up. It sounds worse because it sounds like you added Cheeto to it.
Yeah, you know what I love about you?
Black guy eating Cheetos. Yeah, yeah.
Let me get some of those hot fire Negritos. It's when you guys take hot fire Cheetos and you pour Sprite in the bag and you shake it up and it's like a jail snack.
That's what, yeah. The NSA's been watching out for that. I'm so jealous you guys don't have to worry about like your career being taken away from you.
Oh, you do.
No, it will.
I mean,
what's going to happen to you though?
I could always worry about that. I mean, I'd be like, things are different now.
Yeah.
You know, I was just like a piece of shit. And even if I continued to be a piece of shit, like I could still go back to like bullshit menial jobs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're not going to be like, I'm sorry, but this is bad publicity for fucking Domino's to have a delivery driver. You wouldn't
work for Domino's again. You'd be like a shop guy.
If I fucking had to,
I'd get some kind of bullshit job where you'd make shit or something.
That would be cool, but I mean, I don't have that on my resume.
Yeah.
You'd weasel
I've never cussed on this show or even laughed at any racist anything.
You're just a rapist.
Yeah. Yeah, you're kind of like cold, methodical.
A Jew rapist.
Yeah, cold, methodical Jew rapist.
Is Adam getting fired because they find out he's Jewish from the podcast? Listen, we were big fans of Cumtown, but we didn't know you were Jewish, so we're going to have to fire you from this law firm.
We love that Jewish character.
Law firm. Yes, I'm sorry, but this is the termination of your employment with complaining. Steelum and wine.
Complaining Steelum and wine.
Yeah, that's the law firm. Jeez.
That's a good law firm.
All right. I guess besides raping, I've never done anything wrong. According to you guys.
Yeah, no. I mean, everything comes to an end, dude. Just because
things
we're
gonna kill ourselves.
Right. I mean, it would be absurd to not think the bottom would fall out on all this shit.
Yeah. On this
overnight. Oh yeah. Of
course. One of you's gonna die, and the show's not gonna be the same.
Yeah,
that's probably what's gonna happen.
Or more likely, I'm gonna be wildly successful, and I won't have time to do the show anymore. And Adam and Stop will have to go back to being dog walker comedians.
Hey, I'll be fine. But yes, Adam, you will.
Yeah,
have
I'll
to
be
do
fucked.
Something.
Sorry, dog walker comedians that sometimes feature.
I've got a budding career. I'll have no issue.
I'll just go back to being an occasional guest on the Chapa Trap House. Yeah.
Well, that's the only reason you got on this show, anyways.
Is because what?
It's a stepping stone to be on Chapo.
Yeah, exactly. I'm using you guys.
Yeah, I know everyone's motivations.
Yeah.
I've got it all written down in a little notebook called Revenge. Reasons for Revenge, or so I assume.
I texted you the other day. I was making carbonara, but you never responded.
I think I was out of town or something. Yeah.
I love carbonara. It's a fun play on the traditional bacon, egg, and cheese. That's what I like to say. That's something I invented.
Oh, nice.
I'm the first guy to ever say
that. You know
what's
actually great? The chicken carbonara sandwich at Quiznos.
It is. It's really good.
Yeah. But it's not. It's like ranch with bacon in it.
And chicken.
Like,
yeah.
And chicken. They're like, yeah, it's
and
chicken
Quiznos
carbonara.
Fell really hard. I don't know what happened.
They didn't hire a pedophile.
Yeah.
You gotta get somebody with
too much consensual sex
sweet,
with adults.
A sweet pair of lips on them. Somebody that knows the forbidden tastes of the world to dictate your delightful flavors.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Yeah. You needed to make a sandwich that would like stand out compared to a boy's asshole.
Just imagine.
Because we all saw Jared and we were like, he has the courage to be who he is.
Yeah.
We all knew it.
Imagine Jared reclined on a chaise lounge eating grapes with a couple of boys sucking at his balls and dick. Infants, really. And they bring him the new Subway flavors.
Suckling infants.
Wait, Jared's, they bring him the new Subway flavors, and he's like, this one's not tangy enough. Send it away. And he's got like a powdered face like the Marquis and the fake mole.
I thought he was a heterosexual pedophile.
Yeah.
Not like a sinner.
He was insane. All I said was, no, I guess I did say boys.
Yeah,
that's right. You don't want to. You don't want to throw that on.
I think he did fuck a boy.
Yeah. Hey, whoa. Right.
I think it was like
show some respect.
Be fair, nice guys. Christian type.
I think it was 12 and 13 year old girls.
But so you know, what's
he
weird.
Fucked a boy too. I don't
think. I don't think that did shit he? Was cool in the olden times. Back when you did fuck boys. Like for like Roman statesmen to have a boy that they would fuck.
I didn't think it was cool either.
I don't think you could go fuck a girl. Mm-hmm. I think that would be wrong for them mm-hmm. to do. They
no, you, you'd have to marry her.
Yeah, you would.
You know, if she's 12, if she's that old.
You know, I don't know. Adam, can you, Mr. Wikipedia?
Now's the time to shine, dude.
What's the question?
Wow, not even listening.
Yeah, not even listening.
In olden times...
You're sitting there daydreaming about... listening to Chapo Trap House with your host, Adam Friedman.
He's our favorite
and
guest,
some
Adam
other
Friedland.
Guys.
Hey, guys,
it's
Adam.
The Adam Friedland Show.
Hey, guys, it's
known
Adam.
Formerly known as Chapo Trap House.
Kafefi much.
Yeah, dude. Here are some bits I stole from Brandon Wardell. We stole them from Old Chapo.
It's the fucking shittiest Uruburus of all time.
Nice, dude.
Thank you. The snake sucking its own dick.
Is that a Greek?
Huh?
Is that a Greek snake?
No, it's a snake that eats its own ass.
Yeah, I know, but what is Uruburus? Is that Greek?
I don't know.
What's the snake on the Tea Party flag? What's that guy?
That's the Gadsden flag.
The Gadsden flag.
Yeah.
What is that all about?
We talked about this like two episodes ago.
That doesn't like being treaded on.
He's like, don't step on me.
So you don't do it.
That's chill.
Don't suck on me.
Isn't that drill tweet? That drill tweet. I wish I could remember how it was worded, but he was like, "Ah, yes, the good snake who does not want to be stepped on.
Yeah.
What a noble beast."
Yeah.
I can't.
No, I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah,
though.
It's very.
I saw
funny.
It recently.
Yeah. Ah, that good snake.
Shouts out to Drill. Who's Drill? Jack Nicholson.
He's a graphic designer.
Yeah, oh, nice. He's just some guy in Jersey.
That's
some
hilarious.
Guy. Yeah.
That's tight, dude. And he's just funny as shit and just lives in Jersey.
Drill is...
Shout out to that guy none of us are friends with.
Yeah. He's good on Twitter.
Who doesn't like Adam.
Yeah, he hates Adam.
I actually made friends with him and he said, look, we can't be friends because that Adam guy keeps stealing my bits.
Well, I'm glad. I wrote this you all to myself.
Adam stole.
Do you know anybody who does a bit about Marmaduke on the last episode?
Come on, guys. I didn't steal a Marmaduke observation. It wasn't even a joke. Marmaduke was a giant dog who made things messy. That's all I said.
That was your observation?
I described
the most obvious thing about
Marmaduke.
No.
Nick's like, whose bit was that? Whose bit was that? You couldn't possibly be smart enough to understand what this three-panel comic
Marmaduke
is in such a concise and humorous way.
I fucking hate you. He was like quoting something
because these
Norm
fucking
McDonald's
love comedians. They show
it's
us
not
the
Norm McDonald.
Life, they analyze it.
Norm McDonald's famous Marmaduke bit.
The classic Norm McDonald.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right.
Anyway,
guys. Sorry, Mike. We were sorry to fight in front of Mike. Can we all just get along in front of Mike?
Yeah, we can.
Dude, we should go to Six Flags again.
I would love to.
Oh, fuck. Let's just go right now. Let's cancel the podcast and go to Six Flags. They don't close till 10. It'll take 3.5-4 hours.
Is it cheaper if you go like at night?
No.
No, I don't think so.
No,
it's crowded.
You want to go first thing in the morning before the Hispanic people get
there. You really do. Those are like 8:30, right?
Well, yeah, they take up all the wheelchairs so they can cut the lines, even though they don't need them.
You know what, though? My family, we went to Disney, and my brother got a wheelchair, even though he's autistic and can totally walk.
I love accusing
walk.
Hispanic people of doing the same exact shit that I do.
Yeah.
Just criticizing them for being Americans.
Yeah. That's the best kind of racism.
They do love Six Flags.
They love fast food. They love going to places that I go. You know what I can't stand about
them?
They
love doing a racist
they
podcast.
They do all the same exact shit.
It is really just self-loathing that you can project onto a brown person.
Yeah.
In fifth grade, we went to Six Flags, and there was this kid, Aaron Michko, that like everybody made fun of.
Yeah.
And we walked
Shouts
by him.
Shouts out Aaron. He became Drill.
Yeah.
But we walked by him at the trip, and he was just holding hands with his dad.
Oh, no, dude. Fifth grade?
I mean, this kid definitely had autism. But yeah, like... My dad went on the trip too. He was just a kid that everybody made fun. Also, his name rhymed with Bitchko. So
Bitchko's good.
Poor guy. There's a kid in my gym class named Mitchell, and I call him Bitchel.
Oh yeah,
that was a good one.
Yep. My friend Rich, I call him Bitchard.
That's good.
Bitchard Russi.
Yeah. Fuck. I was gonna tell a story about somebody holding
Six Flags
hands.
Holding hands.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I was walking to the train, and some guy like comes out of his building directly in front of me, and he's holding hands with like what looks like another man from the back.
Yeah.
But they're the same exact size, and they have like the same proportions, except the one man has just slightly narrower shoulders.
Yeah.
But these like enormous stumpy calves. And when I get a profile, I realize it's this man's like 10-year-old son that's hit puberty early. So like it's this like little boy with this like dumb man's body. He's just holding his dad's hand on the way to the train. It was very funny.
Oh man, embarrassing dad shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Greek dads just kiss. My dad.
I was at a fucking restaurant when I was like 8, and this Greek father and the son, they like
kissed
embraced and started open mouth kissing, like right in front of our table, and I was like horrified.
Alas, yeah.
And I was like, "What the fuck is that?" Dude. My parents were like, "Greek people do things weird."
Yeah. I suck my grandfather off every time I see him.
Yeah. That's how you keep his watch going. They say my grandfather had a stopwatch. It's an old Greek parable about the stopwatch that would stop ticking if you didn't suck his grandfather's penis. And if the watch stopped, his heart would break.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, it's like Speed.
His beautiful heart would shatter into a million little pieces.
Speed 3, Stav's grandfather's
cock. Suck off my grandfather. Keep my grandfather's cock at 69 miles an hour the whole time.
Oh, Mike, I got the best tracksuit. You got to see this thing.
Oh, yeah?
You guys, you know what? I'm just going to go get it.
We're doing the show.
I want to see this fucking tracksuit.
Yeah.
I'll be back.
We'll talk to Mike about Six Flags
more. It's an ugly tracksuit.
Do you have any more? You went to Disney? What was the story you were about to tell?
Yeah, in like fifth grade, we went to Disney. And
oh, that was Disney. Okay,
yeah, my brother can totally walk, but like we got him a wheelchair. And then like my grandmother, my grandmother passed away this year. And it's funny, like when somebody dies, that's nice, Nick. That's great.
That is. I'm jealous of that.
I can't do white. I can't do a white tracksuit.
Why not, dude? Even for a special occasion?
Yeah, you make a mess out of it, but look at the lapels.
I would get marinara all over
them. Look how big the lapels are.
It's nice.
That's fucking, this is the nicest thing I've ever owned in my life.
Yeah.
How much does that set you back?
$150.
Where'd you get it?
Worth every penny.
Because
the Adidas store?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You got to go there for the nice
In Manhattan?
Thing. Yeah, in Soho.
Because if you go to some of these like sneaker shops in Bed-Stuy, they have like cool stuff, like Feel and Adidas stuff. Yeah. I don't know why we don't like each other. We all wear the same clothes.
Yeah.
But my grandmother passed away, so like, you know, when somebody dies, you remember all the good stuff they did.
Right.
But then like you start to remember like some of the shitty stuff they did.
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm. And she would always park in the handicap spot because my grandfather had a handicap tag, and she would just park there. And I'd be like, "What are we doing?" She's like, "It doesn't matter."
I remember I parked in the handicap spot at my old apartment complex so I could like play Goldeneye with Jake in front of his, and there was plenty of spots open. There was an empty spot right next to me.
Yeah.
And I just parked in that spot because I was fucking lazy and I would do it all the time.
Yeah.
And I like came back out and there was like a cop who like giving me a $600 ticket.
Great.
And I was like furious and I was like, I'm gonna fight this. And it's like, this is no situation where I
There's a comic from Long Island who's got a bit and he's like, why can't we park in the handicapped spots? He's like, no, they park in our fucking spots.
I love that that's the direction he went and not with like, I always try, I could never figure out a joke about it, but I love that like the spots obviously off limits, you're a fucking asshole, but like their toilet, which seems a lot more important. We can just use their toilet. That's never any question.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the first choice.
Yeah,
100%, actually, is right.
It's the best toilet.
Yeah. You want to get lifted a little higher.
Yeah,
roomy.
Because you know what? And that's why the parking spot thing is bullshit. Because it's like, worst case scenario, you come out and move your car, and there's some handicapped guy sitting in the air conditioning in his fucking Mercedes.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, those rich handicapped pieces.
Yeah. They're all rich.
And he's like,
what the government?
They're all milking the system.
You made me wait in this 7-Eleven parking lot for 15 minutes. There's a possibility that you'll come out of a handicap stall and there is going to be a handicap guy sitting there in his own feces. He was like, I tried to shit in the urinal, but I couldn't because I needed that bar.
Yeah.
I needed the high toilet and the bar, and you prevented me from access to it, and now I'm covered in feces, which I can only smell, not feel.
That's right.
their skin doesn't feel. Yeah.
I'll never
no
be
touch.
Able to clean it up. I can't see down there. I can't feel it. There's gonna be shit on me for weeks.
Yeah.
Because of you.
I almost hooked up with a handicapped girl once, and then I got her pants off, and I.
What kind
I
of handicap?
This is maybe
wheelchair?
The lowest point of my life.
Oh yes, dude. No.
I like. We were hanging out like all night. She's really.
You got her pants off, and you were out of breath.
Yeah. Wait, wheelchair? Or?
Yeah, wheelchair. Yeah, yeah. I got her pants off, and then I like couldn't get hard.
Oh wow! Aww. Maybe you caught it.
Wow, oh, poor girl.
That's,
yeah.
that's the most. She touch, made my. That's the most touching thing I've ever done.
Paralyzed. Yeah.
She's like, you're like me now. Yeah. it's like a little version of one dick. Of my legs. It's just like my legs. We're the same.
Oh, shit. Yeah, in a lot of ways, you really bonded that night, Mike.
Sometimes I'm like, why do I try to be funny?
It's like that movie Frozen. I actually haven't seen it, but I feel like that's like a Disney plot. So,
where did you meet this person?
After a show.
Nice.
This was like 2009.
Nice.
She's got two kids now.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
She's doing well. Some guy who wasn't a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Was able
yeah.
to maintain an erection and.
I mean, but do you think that was just I don't know, man. Anything could throw your cock off. You never know. But you think it was probably the non-functioning legs?
Yeah, I think so. I felt awful. I wish there was something I could do about this.
It's tough to realize that your dick, which you have no real control over,
I was like,
is bigoted.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's like
my friend went
Were
to
her legs all atrophied and shit. Is that why?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, you know.
They were like arms.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
I'll tell you, yeah.
My friend went to high school.
Where there's like the pants holes for, but then they come out of the middle and don't touch any part of it.
I'm trying to write for At Midnight, Nick, so if we can talk about this.
Please enjoy our current guest. We accidentally called him Mike Racine earlier. It's actually Scott Chaplin, everyone, who's telling this story.
I mean, you could probably just pass off. No one could tell the difference, I don't think.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Scott Chaplin, Justin Flanagan. They're all the same voice. They're all just characters doing each other. We should have Flanagan on.
Yeah, we should have both. It was Scott, too.
Yo, that black guy's fucking retarded. I saw the ugliest black guy you ever seen at the bus. That's every Flanagan story. There was this retarded black guy at my alternative school. That I went to.
He was smarter than me. He had better grades than me.
Well, he loves Steve Harvey.
He's actually my boss at UPS now.
You know how the boy do.
Dude, that girl from Flanagan. Glee in the wheelchair went to high school with my friend in North Jersey.
Oh.
And apparently she was mean to everyone in the high school. She had like an attitude about her, like she was famous and stuff. And,
was she on Glee at the time? Or was she like
I think
actress?
She was like an actress.
Was she the go-to wheelchair actress in her...
I think maybe. And then so apparently one of my friends said...
Got toppy?
Said, fuck you, chair.
Oh,
to her.
Nice.
Yeah, which
called
is like
chair.
Really horrible.
That's pretty shitty,
That's
yeah.
a really shitty way to...
So he didn't get top from her?
No, he did not get top.
I think I'm going to start calling Head getting toppy.
Yeah,
sloppy
that's
toppy.
Like, that's like a cool. That's like what Robert Redford would say in The Sting.
Yeah.
He was getting his dick sucked. Listen, Yeg, I got a yen for some primo toppy over here.
Yeah, I'm calling it toppy. That's the slang, guys. Summer 17, Head is now toppy.
Sloppy toppy.
No, do not. Do not cut my dick off.
I'm going to circumcise you with some wire cutters. What are you, 14-2? Is that the right gauge?
I'm putting those fucking ear gauges in my foreskin to stretch it out. Dude.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
How should
I
buy those? Put one of these in there and then you let it open.
No, that's too much. Should I go? Where do you get those gauges for your ear? Like a Paxson?
At the penis store. you go to Chelsea and you just ask the guy with the best posture but pot belly you see. And you say, you, sir, you look like you're experienced in the dark arts. Where do I get one of those penis gauging things?
Dark
arts.
And
he's like, well, you already missed Pride. No, it's for a different thing.
Where do you get
those?
Have
you heard of There's a porn called The Opening of Misty Beethoven or something. It's like a classic, old porn. I was looking for it for a girlfriend one time.
I love classical stuff.
Nice, yeah. I'm into classical film and books and literature.
It's like some kind of like old.
I love books.
Books to me are just pornos with plots.
What do you mean porn isn't books? It's porno videos I watch. Prove to me they are.
Why are they in the Library of Congress then?
You bougie bitch. You're going to tell me I don't read books.
There's got to be porn in the Library of Congress, right? Famous porns?
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Sure.
Yeah, there we go.
Why not?
Like Debbie Does Dallas or Deep Throat is probably in the
Library
of Congress.
What is it, Behind the Green Door? That's an early one.
I haven't seen that one. What's the famous porno?
Deep Throat, right?
That's the most famous porno.
Probably.
That's probably in the Library of Congress,
dude.
What's the
one with, what's her name?
Linda Lovelace?
Shields.
Brooke
Lords.
Shields?
Tracy Lords.
Oh, wasn't she underage, though?
Yeah, she was like 14. Or
that might have been Behind the Green
Door.
She
was like 8 years old.
Nice, dude.
Filming her getting railed out, but she had a single pube. So they were like...
Yep, that was the law of the day.
They brought an inspector in.
The law of the day was if there's grass on the field, play ball.
Yeah.
If there's a grass.
Some inspector comes in, all right, what's going on here?
Yeah.
He tugs on it to make sure it's not glued on.
Let's see. One, two, nope, just the one pube. Everything seems tip top shape here.
Carry on.
You may proceed. the porn inspector.
Anyway, so why are we talking?
It's like some 30s guy that's like Batman's friend. Well, listen here, I'm the porn inspector. I'm here to make sure that the girls are at least having periods. That's the age of consent.
So wait, you're looking up a porn. That's how we get
to this. Yeah, but it's not that great of a story. Oh, okay. Now that I think about it. I just went to a place in Chelsea and I was like, do you guys have regular porn here or just gay? And the guy goes, no, only gay.
That's the best story I've ever heard in my life.
I had like time to kill between shows, and I'm like, maybe I'll go find that porn.
You were not beating around
the
bush.
I went to, like,
the fact that someone answered that ridiculous question.
It was like some guy from Bangladesh working there. like they all do.
Fuck.
Holy shit, I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous you got to live that moment.
Oh, fuck.
Pretty funny. No, gay.
Oh, no. Man. Adam, can you imagine killing that hard on this podcast?
What?
Can you imagine what that would feel like if you ever killed that hard on this podcast?
Shut the fuck up, dude.
That would be, you imagine how great that would feel.
I've killed that hard plenty of times.
If you what ever bit? Got
name
laugh.
One, you can't bit. Hear the chorus of audience laughter because they're on the other side of the internet.
Yeah, they're googling Norm Macdonald Marvin. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, and Nick. Don't even get me started.
Don't get this guy riled
Mike,
up.
That was very funny.
You'll notice Adam didn't laugh at it. He was jealous that he couldn't.
I also bought this book on like how to eat pussy. It's called She Comes First.
Yeah, I have that book. Yeah,
it's like written really weird though.
It was written weird because the guy who wrote it was tenting his fingers the entire time. Yeah. He dictated it into his Boost mobile phone. And see, the thing you gotta understand is because you gotta give her the pleasure that she knows she deserves, but not the kind that you think she deserves.
See, I'm more of a self-taught, you know. Mm-hmm. I've never read a book. I'm a natural. But I would be interested to take a read.
The writing in it is like really weird. It's like the guy's like, it's very flowery and weird.
I had an ex-girlfriend that had that book. She was like, you should. And I was like,
oh, that's
fine.
Hilarious.
I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah. I'm fine.
I'm all right, bitch.
She tried to give you the book.
No, she's like, this is a good book you should check out.
She was also the one that tried
to give you the book.
Yeah,
she was actually before.
She was making a clear.
Then she gave him a book called Get Out of My Life, You Jew.
Yeah.
It was during
How to Keep Your Cock Hard was another one she gave me.
No, she gave me that and Mein Kampf.
How to Be a Black Guy.
And also
How to Be Black by Gertrude Thurston. Give her that book.
She gave me that and Mein Kampf and Invisible Man. It was before we started dating, actually. I saw it in her bedroom, in her dorm, and I was like, oh, this bitch definitely has had sex once or twice.
Sometimes I listen to the show, I'm like, I think they bully Adam too much, but then you get here and it's so much fun.
It doesn't feel good, dude.
It is fun. I know. Yeah. I get it. You guys look like you're having so much fun. You know, I really like,
I want to be part of it,
but you know, it's
well, you sit there and you stop paying attention or you do
what do you mean stop paying attention?
Weird things
I've been paying attention this
your
whole
voice
time.
Goes up like a
right. You mean you cut me off?
You're getting way too comfortable.
You mean I'm comfortable right now.
You look like you're
he thinks that you bully me too much. Well,
no,
so
that's the opposite of what he said.
That's Mike.
He said he was mistaken. Yeah. Once he saw it, he recognized how great it was.
Listen, I get it. I'm the intellectual.
You're the Carl Pilkington of the show.
I'm the Carl Pilkington.
This is like the best podcast, though. I said that before, but me and my girlfriend taking a road trip, and I was like, "What do you want to listen to?" And she was like, "I don't know. I just don't want to hear about politics, and I don't want to hear about cum." I'm like, "They don't just talk about cum, stupid."
Yeah. What if we
fucking
did?
Retard?
What if the entire podcast? I mean, to be fair, a lot of it is just
cum.
Like fucking like
stupid
jack off to.
We talked about how long.
But you know what, hey, you guys credit where credit's due to keep it going a year with fucking nothing but jacking off talk.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we have to lean on making fun of Adam because, you know,
I agree.
I've already bought all the
electronics. You guys are filling a void. Everybody's trying to be relevant and political and
have a theme for their podcast. You know?
Yeah. Whereas we're trying to go to Six Flags before the Hispanic people.
Oh, dude, your girlfriend at my birthday party getting in that argument with Will was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that already. It wasn't really an argument. She's just stupid, and she had a rough childhood. And I listen to Chapo a lot, and she's like, I don't know, she's like not like a right winger, but...
She's Staten
Island.
She's
got a negative. She's very Staten Island. Yeah. And like nobody helped her.
Is she from Staten Island? Or I feel like if you're Italian,
she was born there.
You could just be very Staten Island without even being able to locate it on a map.
Never stamping foot.
Yeah, I was like, what is she talking to Will about? It's been like 20 minutes. And I go over. She's like, don't tell me I'm oppressed because I'm a woman.
That's a great story.
Hell yeah, dude.
Good.
I think she's onto something. Women have it too easy.
She doesn't really like we fight about immigrants a lot, believe it or not. And I'm always very like pro-immigrant. I'm like, if somebody has to sneak here and clean toilets, you know, then I have a little sympathy for them. And she's like, a lot of them come here to milk the system. Because she has to give speech therapy to their fucking kids. Everyone's different, right?
Yeah. Is she an ESOL teacher?
She's a speech pathologist. But
Jamel said retarded as a second language on the podcast.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it was very funny.
Yeah,
that's really
good. I miss
him. RSL.
I don't know. I forget how it came up, but he just slid that in there. Retarded as
a beautiful
second language.
He will just throw out a phrase that's completely apropos of nothing, and it's like, yeah, that's funny as shit.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what it means.
He's a good guy. So she teaches ESOL then.
And she just works with kids on speech.
I remember.
Speech
did
and
I ever tell the story?
What do they call it? ESOL,
English second language.
Yeah, but ESL? Why ESOL and not ESL?
They call it ESL.
They call it ESL.
No, they called it ESOL in.
They call it ESOL.
I've never seen.
They call it ESOL in Baltimore.
Yeah,
maybe that's some Maryland shit.
Maybe, but well, I heard ESOL. All
did
the
I ever
time.
Tell that story
ESL
about how
I didn't know what I thought it was a Spanish word. I thought it was like. ESOL meant learning how to not talk fucked up in Spanish.
I remember one time when I was in first grade, there was such a big like Greek population that they tested everyone that was Greek for ESOL
for being retarded.
For being gay. And
we checked to see how many grapes we could fit in his ass. And your son is the most Greek boy here. There's a bottle of olive oil to celebrate.
I remember I went in there, and of course, you know, I could speak English. And then, but I go into the ESOL.
Wait, you couldn't speak English?
No, I could. I could. Oh, but good. I passed. And then I saw my friend Costa that was just there.
Yeah.
And he doesn't speak Greek. But he was just in ESOL because he was stupid, and he didn't want to admit he was bad at English because he's a fucking idiot. So he was like, "Oh yeah, it's because I speak Greek and not English." And then I went there, I was like, "Wait, Costa, what the fuck are you doing here, dude? You don't even speak Greek. You're just a fucking idiot. You failed." So like, yeah, he tried to, even though he didn't speak a second language, he still didn't speak English well enough to pass.
You know what I loved? Remember when they do the hearing test where they put that thing on you?
Yeah, the like beeps.
Yeah.
What I loved about that is
they never cleaned it.
I don't remember they did that until I was in like third or fourth grade. Meaning that if I was like deaf, they just wouldn't have known for the first 4 years. Like, just if any of the kids are deaf, they're like, no, we'll wait.
Remember scoliosis? Remember scoliosis?
Yeah.
So I've been
bent over
tits
in the locker room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've had tits since I was like 10 years old, so my mom had to write a note and be like, he's embarrassed of his tits. please don't. I've tried to talk about this on stage, but yeah, she's like, our doctor's just going to do it. He's so got funny. Big tits. Everyone's gonna make fun of him.
Did you? That's were you a shirt in the pool boy?
No.
So you shed.
I took it off a little bit, but I was always kind of like, hide them.
There, I had a couple years before I you know really accepted my body.
Mm-hmm. I remember because
as a youth, I was a shirt in the pool
boy.
I did that.
Like I remember the first time I saw a kid that was like fatter than me. That it was just like fine about it, and I'm like, you're a hero.
Yeah.
You're what?
You're like a fucking hero.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Absolutely.
And then you could just be fat, and it's actually the best way to live.
It's awesome. I know. That's what I've adopted.
Yeah.
But fat people going to the beach is always pretty
funny. The thing about being fat, why being fat is like the best of all of the things to have. It's because it's like you're not going to get killed by the police. You're shaving years off your life.
What are you talking about? You're not going to get killed by the police
if you're a fat person. Then
that guy Eric Garner. Yeah,
he's equating being fat to other disabilities.
He meant if you're
like
fat
being
and
black.
White.
Yeah, like being,
you're saying a white fat guy.
Any kind of like you know like identity thing.
Yeah.
Although there were a few people who got on TV after that Eric Garner thing.
You're cutting time off your life, but in exchange, you get to just eat whatever the fuck you want all the time. So who cares? I mean, you do the same thing with smoking or cocaine,
right?
Yeah. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I know this isn't politically correct to say this, but maybe if he wasn't so overweight, he might still be alive.
After the Eric Garner thing? Yeah,
there were a couple people who did that.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, how dare they fat shame. That was my only problem with it, that they fat shamed
that him. That it was a fat guy,
I thought
not a black
the cops
guy.
Went by the book, and I thought what they did was good.
Well, it's the worst
saying.
When you watch that video, and that girl shows up, the paramedic. She's like, sad, do you need any help? Can you breathe? And you're like, the guy's done.
Mike Diesel and Clay Miles used to have a comedy tour called The Fat Guy. The Black Guy Comedy Tour. It was funny because like Clay Miles was also
he's also fat. Yeah.
No, it's just two fat guys.
Just imagine somebody reading the newspaper in the morning, like, "Oh, honey,
yeah,
a fat guy and a black guy."
Yeah. That's like vaudeville level advertising.
Yeah,
the Malaysian Midget Comedy Tour.
Yeah,
Clay was a big towel guy.
Oh yeah, Clay loved towels. Clay was funny though. I kind of miss that dude actually.
He was funny.
I mean, you know, as funny as you can be by being like a fucking wiseacres guy.
Right.
Is wiseacres closed?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Mike Diesel ran it into the fucking ground.
I also just think it's not. It's a different hotel now or something.
Yeah, but I mean, they turned it into like.
Where is it in?
You know what I think they did is they started letting Oscar that like fucking. El Salvador fucking MS-13 bartender that worked there. They let him start doing like reggaeton nights.
Hell yeah.
Some of the nights at the club, and he would just pack the place with El Salvadorians, and I think eventually they just decided to switch it over. I'm not sure what the decision was, but
Virginia's number one reggaeton club. Pro. I love me some reggaeton.
Where is it,
dude?
Tyson's Corner?
Yeah.
That's a weird place. What's it's like four highways meeting in the middle of Virginia.
And it's also like the biggest fucking mall.
I've been to that mall.
They have one mall that's enormous.
That mall's really nice.
And then they built like a second mall right next door. There's like a sky bridge.
Yeah.
That connects
it's
them,
just
I think.
A mall city with hotels.
I went there to watch Fast and the Furious 6.
Nice.
And it was great. That's a great movie theater.
Do they have the IMAX and shit out
there? They just have big screens, I know, but it was like, I guess there's a lot of like Hispanic kids in Northern Virginia, which is, that's the audience you want when you go see a Fast and the Furious movie.
Yeah.
Hispanic teenagers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn, it's like a Honda. It's like a little Acura, but it's a Honda. you see that? Yeah, they're great. They get
all the
enthusiastic about it.
All the Asian kids in my high school used to be really into getting their Acuras like with NOS and shit like that.
They would have NOS, dude.
Well, I don't know if they actually had NOS, but
NOS
that was
is
like
pretty big league.
They put like spoilers on their shit.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
I put neon on my Saturn when I first
Did
got
you?
It. Yeah.
Yeah. They fucking were really into breakdancing and
putting turbo kits in cars.
Yeah, turbo kits. Yeah.
That's as far as like teams go. I think
like body work and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, I should get.
Do you
a
remember
kit.
Import models like hot Asian girls that would sit on top of those like Infinities and Acuras? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got yelled at, guys, today at the burrito store.
Oh, yeah, this is a funny story.
What happened?
So, I went into Lucha Lucha a few blocks away from Nick's house, and
don't tell people what burrito.
Nick lives in Bedford.
I don't want people triangulating where I live based on your stupid restaurant.
Anyway, I went into the burrito place to get a burrito, and there was a woman whose just full tit was out.
What?
Breastfeeding.
Oh.
And she had like, she had just huge silver dollar mocha areolas, and she was just breastfeeding. And I was trying not to look, but apparently I was looking. And her, I don't know if it was her husband.
You were such a lecherous piece of shit.
What?
How dare you, man? A woman's just trying to feed her child.
First of all, that's
I was trying not to look.
That's a mother.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And I knew this is why you wanted me to bring this up. I wasn't disrespecting anything.
Your mouth was watering. You kept looking at her nipples, licking your lips.
You described it in terms of food. You said mocha. You're talking about flavor.
Yeah, yeah. Words have different meanings. That's also a color, bro.
Nah,
anyway,
dude.
I wasn't staring, but then her friend, who's at the register and sat it back down, like got up and was like, "Yo, can you actually stop looking at this beautiful jumbo yum yum that's just like sitting out in this restaurant with a baby suckling from it in the middle of the restaurant where everyone's eating right now?"
They yelled at you,
and I said sorry. I mean, I don't know what else to say, but like honestly,
nice titties?
You could breastfeed somewhere else. Seriously,
they were beautiful. They were really good.
They were really nice. Yeah,
was she
but
hot?
Like I didn't think I was staring. What?
Was she hot?
Yeah, she was hot.
Nice.
Honestly,
you know what? Nice. I'm not down with that, dude.
What do you mean you're not down with that?
You disrespecting a public breastfeed.
If there's
I don't think he should have disrespected.
Just next to you.
I salute. I close my eyes and I fucking salute, dude.
Yeah, and the way I do that
is thank you for your service.
I didn't ask her for the other nipple. I just was like maybe looked at it once or twice.
The way I salute is by just closing my eyes and just...
My girlfriend's sister is a lactation consultant, so I'll ask her about it if it's okay to.
Oh, really?
Give her Adam's name so she can put it down in the register.
Can we get some breast milk?
I think someone told me you can ban Adam from the milking community.
Someone said breast milk tastes like Fruit Loop milk.
Someone told me it doesn't taste good.
That's if you're sucking a diabetic titty. It tastes like Fruit Loops. Have you tasted
titty milk?
No, I just know that if you wake up and you taste Fruit Loops in your mouth, it means you got fucking diabetes.
I think that's your piss smells sign. Like that, like Fruit Loops.
That's that Patrice thing, and it said piss smelled like birthday cake.
So funny.
But you know, I remember reading as a teenager that if you wake up with like a breakfast cereal taste in your mouth,
But that's the best.
You either have diabetes or you're on your way there because you fell asleep with candy. Yeah.
Or Tony the Tiger fucked your mouth while you were sleeping.
I'm gay.
Very nice.
That was good.
I'm gay.
What were we laughing at? Steve Urkel being...
Did I gay that?
This might be the stupidest shit of all time.
Did I gay that?
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
It's not even a pun.
Did I gay that?
It was in the heat of the moment, you know?
That is really
Go
funny.
Home, Steve.
Did I gay
sucking
that?
Sucking Carl's dick.
Woo!
Steve like comes in the kitchen and he fucking trips over an extension cord and tumbles. His pants fall down and his ass plugs directly onto Carl's dick as he's getting out of the shower. And he goes, "Did I gay that?" Carl goes, "Go home, Steve.
Go home, Steve."
Laura, I have big news. Wow, whoopsie daisy.
Boy. Fuck, man. Now, this is the kind of comedy that people pay for.
Yeah.
Make this one a premium,
man.
Did
I gay that?
It has to be a premium because we didn't take a break.
Nice. Well,
oh, the
this is the primo,
last
baby.
One.
The big dick
the
shit.
Regs.
Yeah. For the premium episodes, we always do a electronics review segment.
That's right.
John Wick 2 on Ultra HD 4K Blu-ray. Haven't watched it yet, but the box, I give it 3 out of 4 stars.
What's wrong? Why'd you...
I don't know. It's reviews are subjective. It doesn't matter.
I gave it 4 out of 4. I like the neon.
Aggregate score 3.5 out of 4 stars. I like John Wick. I like the idea that there's two of them. you know, sometimes people knock on sequels. They say they're bad, but sometimes sequels are good. You
mm-hmm.
know,
mm-hmm.
like when you fuck somebody again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's one of my favorite sequels.
You know, that's a good sequel.
Mm-hmm.
John Wick 2, good sequel. I haven't seen it yet, but
oh, you haven't?
No, but I do what I like to call intuition reviews.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a fun thing to do, like on Jezebel or whatever.
Yeah,
like where they just like. Just in like they use their intuition to tell you how a movie's going to be. Something in my chakras just tells me that it's going to be bad. That Cars 3 yeah. won't be as good as Sandy Kenyon thinks it is.
Is Sandy Kenyon said it's good?
Sandy Kenyon.
He's never said a movie's bad.
He Who loves is that? That.
He's the, Hi, I'm Sandy Kenyon.
He's the cab guy that sounds like Adam's regular speaking voice.
Yeah.
The other cab guy never trashes a movie either, the guy with the gray hair.
That's Sandy Kenyon.
No,
Sandy Kenyon's blonde.
Sandy Kenyon has red hair.
Sandy Kenyon's like, he looks like the fucking Crypt Keeper.
There's another guy in the cab that goes,
he looks
see
like
it.
Somebody. Sandy
That's
Kenyon
Sandy
looks
Kenyon.
Like somebody put William H. Macy in a microwave.
Who's the guy that says see it?
I don't know.
He's got like gray hair. Yeah, I guess it doesn't matter.
Alex Trebek.
It was Alex Trebek.
Yeah.
I haven't talked in a while, so.
That's all right. Dude, we got countdown. T-2, 1, 0 seconds left till the podcast is over, so.
Oh, nice.
That's a fucking hour.
Really? That was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Damn, Mike.
Yeah, that was great. I got to piss.
Damn, Mike.
I gotta use one of those Tide markers on a spot I saw in that tracksuit I brought out.
Mike, you're the fan's favorite guest, by the way. Happened.
Yeah, I heard that. Right, there was a subreddit.
What do you mean that was what you hear, Adam?
People DM'd me and said Mike's the best. The thing when he,
I mean, I don't see. Here's the thing. I agree with them. I love Mike, but I don't believe you, dude. I feel like you don't.
Oh, he might have made that up. You think?
Yeah.
Why would I have made that up?
I don't know.
I could have said nothing.
I don't know.
Seems like a pretty odd thing to make up.
I'm just saying, dude. I've never seen these DMs.
Yeah, a microphone.
All right, well, that's the end of the episode. You guys were great. Thanks.
Bye.